This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Speculative fiction is all about the world that could be. It takes cues from science fiction and fantasy, and from H.G. Wells to Margaret Atwood, authors have been following the trajectory of technology and cultural trends, turning their fictions into predictions, and in some cases, warnings. On Monday, Dartmouth College is hosting the first Newcomb Literary Arts Award ceremony, which celebrates new works of so-called spec fic. Dan Rockmore is director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science. He came up with the award, and we spoke about it last year. He's joining us now by Skype. Welcome back, Dan.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we get into the winners and what they were writing about, let me ask you to talk a little bit about speculative fiction and its predictive abilities, because you've written in other venues, for example, that Winston Churchill had a high opinion of H.G. Wells because he was sort of able to see into the future, so to speak, with his fiction. What about that predictive power of speculative fiction?
So as a mathematician, I have to tell you, there's a little bit of a sampling bias here, right? Because we remember all the people who got it right, and we forget all the people who got it wrong. I have to be a little careful there. What I love about the genre is simply that it's basically all of these hypotheses about the future. It's almost like an evolutionary model. You have all these great minds, great artists exploring their ideas about the future. Some of them will take hold, some of them will be realized, and some of them won't. And so the more people working in it, I think the more that we see what life might hold. On the other hand, you know, there's a sense in which you'd almost want most speculative fiction to be wrong, because a lot of it is so dark.
Well, let's hear about some of these works. Tell us about Central Station by Levi Tidar.
So this is a very interesting book. So Central Station is one of the main transportation centers currently in Tel Aviv. And this book is set in Tel Aviv. And Central Station becomes, in this book, the nexus both for all kinds of interplanetary travel, as well as a whole range of honestly new takes on what humans could be in the future, everything from a completely digital presence, ranging down to weird biological, mechanical combination, robot-human sorts of things, to complete robot, to our regular old biological human, and some genetic engineering in the middle. And in this convergence of all these different kinds of beings, the actual theme is one of love and connection. All these different kinds of people, all trying to find their way in terms of finding relationships, connections with others, dealing with their personal histories, worrying about their futures, which in this postmodern world can extend past actually the life of the simply physical.
And how about On the Edge of Gone by Corinne Divis?
Divis is a novel is one might call YA literature, so young adult fiction. The hero of this book is a autistic girl of color. The important event here is that it's in the first pages, so I don't feel like it's a spoiler alert. There's a comet that's going to hit the Earth, and so people have to prepare for it. And then deal with the post-impact world that's there, which is not unlike what many people think the destruction of the climate change will ultimately affect in the world.
And tell us about Best Worst American by Juan Martinez.
So it's a collection of short stories, and they're kind of weird stories. but it's a weirdness that's just on the edge of naturalness in the world. They're set in kind of desolate places. Again, there's a theme of connection in there, and the world is a little bit magical. It takes the possible and pushes it just a little bit toward the impossible. It's not heavy on the technology, but it's there's a great theme of, if you like, loss and dislocation in there. Much of it one could trace to the prevalence of technology. There's a real sense of loneliness, a sense of people wanting more.
There was a playwriting component to this award. Who won in the playwriting division?
Jessica Andrewartha is the inaugural recipient of the Newcomb Institute Literary Arts Award for playwriting, and it's for her play "Choices People Make," and it's a farce that has some really interesting philosophical questions underneath it. There's a robot that is impregnated by one of its creators, and there's a question of what it means to terminate this pregnancy, that's what you want to call it, in the robot.
So what does this process say to you about the state of the genre of speculative fiction?
Well, it's super strong. I mean, subsequent to reading all the entries that we received after the announcement, I continue to read widely in this genre. And there's just so much interesting work. Unfortunately, a lot of it's dark, and a lot of the work, which is really near future, feels like it touches so strongly on the current state of the world and the current political situation, to be honest, in the United States, that, you know, you often put these books down once you finish them, or sometimes just stopping in the middle, and you just take a breath and think, wow, it could really go wrong.
And you laugh, but, you know, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
It's totally scary. I have kids, and it's not even an exaggeration to say that it keeps me up at night to think about the world that they're entering, and that we have artists who can see entire futures in such a realistic, believable way that can suck you in to make you feel like you're living them as you read them is I think both a testament to the creative powers that have been brought to the genre, but also to the weird place that I think we're in now, given the pace of society and the conflicts that are through lines in our history.
Dan Rockmore is director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science. He came up with the idea for this award. Dan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Peter, thanks so much for the conversation.
And just a reminder that this award ceremony is open to the public. You can attend at Dartmouth College. Starting at 4 o'clock, there's a panel discussion with the winning authors, followed by a reception where you can meet the authors and, if you want, have a book signed. We are always seeking reading recommendations from listeners like you. We just got a few recommendations about works of speculative fiction. Have you been reading any speculative fiction? Let us know. Send us the recommendation by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us @NHPRBookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.